back to the EAA Welcome Center tent on Celebration Way for more EAA Radio Live.
And good morning. Welcome back. Joining me, Scotty Wilson, who is the managing director of the Blue Dream, the Bugatti 100 project. And also joining us now, Simon Burney, who I understand you are the voice and the face of the project overseas. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've got a different mask on today, to be fair.
But you're also very heavily involved in the project. What's your role in the Blue Dream?
So I have to go and find some people who have money. And what we're looking for is commercial association, commercial sponsorship. If you look at what we're trying to do, look at what we will do, there are people out there that will see this lady and think, you know what, I want to be part of this. And that's our message. We want to take dreams out to the next generation, show them it can be done, and have people who want to be part of that join our journey and help us.
Good. This really is one of the ultimate home-built projects. I mean, you talk about starting from scratch. I mean, literally, you came up, Scotty, you came to the EAA Museum, took measurements, detailed pictures of the airplane when it was here. Where did you go from there? I mean, were you using computer-aided design? Is this all hand-drawn?
It's all hand-drawn.
Really?
All the basic structure is. We started with the original airplane and one drawing. Back on our grid wall is a long, narrow drawing of a side view of the fuselage. That fuselage has some measurements in millimeters, but what we didn't know is whether or not those were accurate. So we took a couple of those measurements, we compared them against what we knew to be the original airplane, found out those were valid, assumed the rest of the measurements were valid, which they were, and we built the airplane basically from that drawing. And we computer modeled, in a way, with a digital measuring device, computer modeled the exterior of the airplane. Now, there are no plans. We've drawn no plans either. Everything I've done, I've transferred to the working surface and cut it out. So we built this whole airplane essentially by drawing the shape on the piece of wood we're using, putting it together, and that's it. But it is scratch built.
Okay. So when did you start the actual project?
We laid the first piece of lumber on the 1st of July, 2009.
Okay.
So we're 2 years into the project, and we should fly, if the gearbox gets completed, we should fly by the end of the year.
Okay. What, because it's never good to ask a home builder when they're going to fly their airplane, because no pressure at all, right?
No.
Because there's always, it's 90% complete and 104%
right
to go.
The fact is, it is structurally complete now.
Okay.
And most of the rest of the parts that we have to have for the airplane are already finished, awaiting to be installed. But the long pole in the tent is the gearbox. It's very expensive, very complex, and it's being built over in England.
All right. So for folks who are not familiar with the twin power plant on this this very unique airplane, why is the gearbox so difficult?
Gearbox is different from most other airplanes because we have two engines behind the pilot, and they drive the propellers via drive shafts that run either side of the pilot to a gearbox in the nose of the airplane that converts that power into two contra-rotating propellers. Very advanced for the time and very complex and expensive. What we're hoping Simon can do is to raise the money to buy the gearbox.
Okay.
So I don't have to mortgage my house.
There we go.
Again.
And this really is a labor of love for you.
Yes.
Why the interest in this particular airplane? I mean, if you were going to build an airplane, there's any number of air, you know, kits that are available or plans. You could design your own, but what's the fascination with this particular airplane?
I've been to Europe many times. Bugatti is a celebrity there. He built 8,000 cars, but only one airplane. It is arguably the most elegant airplane ever designed, the most technologically advanced for its time. No one had ever done it before. Had to be done.
The spirit of the home builder is right there, and the project is here. You're answering questions. You were here all day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a voice today, which means we're going good. Day two.
Yeah.
What's the reaction been from people coming to the show and seeing the project?
You know, actually, I think Simon might be a better answer, because let me say this. Simon's been a part of our team for several months, but he never saw the airplane till he came to Oshkosh. So I think he can give you a better sense of how people are responding than I can.
So I've called the airplane a beautiful lady, and she is. You know, all of the modeling that I'd seen, all of the pictures that I'd seen, she's incredible. But until you touch her, until you actually look at her square on and realize that if she was coming down at 30 degrees towards you, which she will do, and you're in that, you know, part of 250,000 people watching that happen, she's beautiful. She looks like a bird of prey coming down. She had teeth, you'd run. You would run. She's beautiful. And the amount of people who come out... Scotty gave me a story when I came out saying there was a guy who walked past and said, you've got to come see this. The number of people that pick up their cell phones as we're, you know, talking, selling our merchandise, saying, you've got to come see this. That in itself is amazing. I've just walked around just having a look out. There's no interest like this. This is, Scotty's words, singularly unique. She's beautiful.
Indeed. And the airplane is on display here at the Welcome Center all week. You'll be here answering questions, trying to raise a little money to make sure the project...
Just a little.
To see it all the way through to completion. And I think it's kind of a win-win for us here because it's a great draw to the Welcome Center and wonderful to be able to show this project off. I mean, we've seen, you know, stories in the magazine and on the website and things, but as you say, Simon, to actually see it in person is really an amazing experience.
Let me make a pitch for our association. A lot of people talked about building this airplane. They've heard that before. So when I came up and said, I'm going to build this, they'd heard it 1,000 times already. But as soon as they saw evidence that we were serious, the EAA staff have been the most supportive people you could ever imagine. And what it says is this: our association is member-focused, member-driven, and you would not believe the amount of support I've gotten. The EAA Museum lent to us a truckload of parts to allow us to reproduce those parts for this airplane. They let us crawl all over it. They've publicized it. So now it sits here in the member center because it is the ultimate scratch-built project. It is what the EAA is all about. One of the things, the recurring theme that we're trying to get across when people come by, especially to the young folks, the name of our project in French is called Le Rêve Bleu, stands for the Blue Dream. And we want kids to dream big dreams. If an old guy like me can build an airplane like this, anyone out there can build anything with our association's help. So I'm so proud to be here and part of the EAA. You should be too.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, for being on staff, it's also amazing because we do hear, you know, people who dream and may not be able to fulfill it. But when someone actually does, it makes it wonderful for us to be able to support any way we can.
There is no reason not to do it.
Yeah.
And that's my point. We have so many people in our association and so many talents and people with knowledge. There's no reason not to tackle any project because you will help, I will help, Simon will help.
Simon, just got a minute or so left, but have you been to this event before?
So I've never been out here, never seen this. It's amazing. I love flying, I love aircraft, but I've never, ever seen anything like this.
You're a pilot.
Yeah, so, you know, nowhere near this guy. But it's amazing. You guys, you know, I want to say thank you to everyone on staff. You've been absolutely amazing to us. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done it without you.
Well, it's only just begun. We have... Oh, look, a flying car coming down the ConocoPhillips Plaza this morning. Now, I'm distracted. I'm supposed to be working, and I'm looking at airplanes. But I was going to say, you know, just, I know you'll be working very hard to raise some finances for the project, but make sure you spend some time looking out at some of the amazing airplanes that will be here on the flight line.
Come by and see us.
Yeah.
Come by and see us. We'll answer all your questions. It is a fascinating story. You'll love the backstory.
It is. It is a wonderful project. Like you say, the backstory to it is amazing, full of intrigue and mystery. But the project itself, even if you don't know anything about the history of the airplane, just to see the workmanship that's gone into it already is amazing. And again, we are glad to have you here, glad to support you. Come on by, and you can pick up a T-shirt or two and help out the project. Or if you have a bigger checkbook, they'll take that as well. But it's a great airplane, and we're looking forward to hopefully seeing it fly here at Oshkosh, maybe next year or the year after.
Europe next year.
All right, but you got to promise to bring it back here too. So I want to thank you, Scotty Wilson, for bringing the project and for joining us today. Simon, welcome to Oshkosh, and again, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Fareed Gill will take over from the Welcome Center. I'm Steve Buss, and you are listening to EAA Radio Live.